Hello and hi, you've reached Minneapolis, even if you have called a Chicago or the Seattle number. This is Stories and Stuff. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. One day, we were driving home, and one of those questions that come up in the car just suddenly, "Daddy, how does that windshield washer thing work when you push the pedal with your foot and it cleans the windshield?" And Daddy said, "Well, there's a funny plastic bag under the hood, and hooked to the pedal that you push with your feet is a little pump, and it pumps water through hoses out of that bag up onto the windshield. And it has like cleaner in it, and the windshield wipers move it around and stuff and help the windshield get clean. I want to see the bag. Let's stop and show it to me." And Daddy said, "No, we're not on a road we could stop on too easily. But when we get home, I'll show you." This was our 59 Chrysler. Daddy loved that car. It was back in 1962 that I asked the question. And it had push-button driving on it. The gear shift was actually push buttons for each gear to the left of the steering wheel. And the speedometer, they used to be, and the gauges used to be covered in glass in cars, but these were covered with clear plastic, and I always loved that car, I think, as much as he did, almost. Well, we got home, and Daddy not only showed me the windshield washer bag, he said, "Oh, I don't really need it too much right now. You can have it for a while and play with it," because it was real thick, kind of rough plastic. It was flexible, very fun, and it had a cap on it, and the hose hooked to the cap, and then went to that pump that was hooked to the pedal. And so he gave me some hoses, and the mechanism, he just left the part that goes to the windshield, because that was mounted, but I had the bag. Well, a few months later, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning, and it was this horrible noise. Great, big, loud knocking at the door. And two rough voices were there yelling our name at 2 or 3 in the morning, saying they've come to repossess the Chrysler. And they said it, "We've come to repossess the Chrysler!" Really loud and everything, and sounded terrifying at 3 in the morning. And Daddy said they come to repossess cars, you know, and things when you can't pay for them. And we had owed money on that car. So they, I heard the clicking of the chains and stuff on the tow truck, and they towed Daddy's car away. And it was one of the saddest I'd ever seen Daddy. He was, kept saying, "Oh, that was such a good car. That was such a good car." Well, he was in the room being sad, and I went in my room and got that windshield washer bag and filled it up with warm water and came in there with all the hoses and the pumps and everything. And Daddy looked over and saw it. "Oh, honey, you saved something from my car. Oh, thank you, honey. I forgot that I gave that to you. Let me touch it." And so he touched the bag, and I surprised him and squirted him right in the bed with that warm water. And he grabbed the bag and squirted me back. He said, again, "That was such a good car." And all of a sudden, he did something that I've never in my whole life seen my father do until then. I didn't even know fathers could do such a thing. I mean, sure, he could fix the radio, even though he didn't really know that much about electronics. He got my shortwave working again. He found a little part in it that burned and showed it to the repairman and bought one. And I think it was only 28 cents or something for the part. And he put it in himself, figured it out, and lots of things. But that night, he did something I didn't know he could do. He cried. And so I squirted him, and he squirted me, and he cried some more. And I think I started crying. Mother was trying to sleep through all this, get back to sleep. But with all that water going back and forth over top of the bed, some of it somehow landed on her, too. And she decided it was just, about the only thing to do is just to wake up. And she went in and fixed us some French toast. I never had French toast at 3 in the morning before. Boy, that was good too. And Daddy was still crying. That was such a good car. Yep, I kept that windshield washer bag for a long, long time. I think eventually it got lost in one of our moves. But I'll always remember that car and learning that even fathers could cry. I think we were always closer after that for the rest of his life. He died of lung cancer in November 21st of 1995. But I'll always remember the night we squirted each other and had French toast. And if you are in the Twin Cities and are interested in near-death experiences and stuff, I'm going to speak about mine, where I was most alive and went to that beautiful place, and it was one of the most wonderful things that has ever happened to me. I'm going to be talking about it on May 12th. If you want to find out the details and stuff of where it's going to be and all that, and feel free to leave me a message and the number that I can leave you a message at, and I'll let you know. Well, stay strong and take care of yourself and take care of each other and find some time to play. And remember that crying is not a breakdown, it's a breakthrough. It's one of the gifts we have to give to ourselves and each other. I think Daddy's sharing his tears with me and being strong enough to cry is something that I'll certainly remember forever. Bye for now.
At the tone, please.